Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Power has been restored to all but about 2% of customers in Florida communities hit by Hurricane Ian. Restoring power in hard-hit Fort Myers Beach won't be possible until structures there are rebuilt and safe enough to be reconnected to the grid. NPR's Greg Allen reports that the greatest challenges will be on the barrier islands.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says power restoration has gone at a record pace and is now ready to begin on Pine Island after emergency repairs allowed the causeway to reopen. The biggest challenge may be bringing electricity back to Sanibel Island, where the bridge was washed out, cutting it off from the mainland.
We have taken via Chinook helicopter utility workers onto Sanibel, and they are looking. But, I mean, that is going to require a massive effort.
Further north in Sarasota County, DeSantis says supermarkets and other businesses have reopened, and the county says centers to hand out relief supplies are no longer needed. Greg Allen, NPR News.
A new NPR Marist poll finds some improvement in how Americans view President Biden. With a month to go in the midterm elections, NPR's Domenico Montanaro reports that there are some warning signs for Democrats.
Biden's approval rating now stands at 44%. That's an increase of 8 points since July. The uptick is due to Democrats and independents. That could help Democratic candidates this fall who are standing for re-election. But the poll also found some key Democratic voting groups, like young voters and black voters, are the least likely to vote. And voters' top concern continues to be inflation, something Republicans have hammered Democrats on. Republicans are spending millions of dollars on that and crime, helping to close the gap or extend leads in some key races that could determine control of the Senate. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
Researchers say an increase in COVID-19 cases in Europe is among several signs that another surge of infections could hit the United States this fall and winter. NPR's Rob Stein has the story.
The virus has been surging again in the UK, Germany, and some other European countries, and what happens in Europe often foreshadows what will happen in the US. Researchers are also detecting slight increases in the virus in wastewater in some spots in the Northeast. At the same time, infections and even hospitalizations appear to be ticking up in New England and the Pacific Northwest. It's too early to know for sure whether another national surge will hit the country or when, and researchers are optimistic that the immunity people have from infections and vaccinations would prevent another surge from hitting the country as hard as the last two winters. But officials are urging people to get the new Omicron boosters to make sure they're protected. Rob Stein, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asian markets are also down 1% lower in Hong Kong. This is NPR.